This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Well, it's just after 15 hours UTC and just after 11 p.m. Taiwan time. So good morning to all of you in the USA and also good afternoon to you listeners in Europe. And good morning, good evening, well, actually anything, wherever you may be. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you may be listening right now to this edition of The Happy Station. And we actually have a number of things to get to today. We have some letters coming up and also some more music. And speaking of letters, by the way, which I just mentioned, one of them is quite interesting because I always enjoy when people write in with some questions for me. Now, this wasn't just a question. It was 20 questions. And when I was going through them, I thought to myself, well, I'm surprised the person didn't ask me about my shoe size. But they did ask me about my glove size. I don't know what that was about. But anyway, we'll get to all that later on. But let's begin with Ron Goodwin and his orchestra with the theme song to the movie Murder, She Says, or it's otherwise known as Miss Marple's Theme, here on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría. Thank you. Ron Goodwin and his orchestra with the theme song to the movie Murder, She Says, Miss Marple's theme. And the reason why I play that today, because I was watching television a few nights ago and I saw the movie on TV and I thought to myself, wait a second, I do have a very unusual, more pop arrangement to that. So I opened up one of my many, 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 many boxes, and sure enough, there was the single, which I bought maybe more than 20 years ago. The single itself is maybe 40 years old or something like that. And yes, that was from a 45 RPM. Somebody recently sent me a message through the Happy Station Facebook page asking me what percentage of music on Happy Station now is from vinyl and what percentage is from compact disc and other sources. Well, I am very proud to say that almost 95% of all the music heard on Happy Station is from 45 RPMs and 33 RPMs. And the other 5%, of course, is from compact disc, mini disc, and also open reel tape. So hopefully that does answer your question. And speaking of the Happy Station Facebook page, if you are signed up to Facebook, all you have to do is do a search for the Happy Station Show and then come and join the group. And I've also posted some pictures there, some pictures that were sent to me from other listeners who listened to the show many, 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 many moons ago, going back to the 1960s and 70s, as well as a picture of some of the vinyl that is used on the show. And my technician, Kevin, Kevin Lee, who has been doing technical work for me now for almost 10 years, not just with radio, but also with some television productions, when we relaunched the Happy Station Show, he said it was his first time working with vinyl, and he says it's a totally different experience. Well, yes, it is, Kevin. And I can see him right now queuing up the next record, which we will get to right now. We're going to take a listen now to Roy Black, who was a singer from Germany, who sang in the very popular Schlager mode. But before he was doing the traditional German Schlager music, he was doing rock and roll music. And I was reading a German magazine from the 1960s, and they kind of compared him when he came onto the German pop scene as the German version of Elvis Presley. Well, sort of, kind of, but not really. That's the only thing I can say on that one. But nevertheless, here's Roy Black with Sweet Baby Mine. Aquí con la estación de la alegría para nuestros amigos desde América Latina, la Caribe y también los Estados Unidos y Canadá. Y todo el mundo.
Ein Blick von dir und ich bin happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ein Tanz mit dir und ich bin happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ein Kuss von dir und ich bin happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet baby mine. Ein anderer kommt und ich bin crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Du schaust ihn an und ich bin crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Du tanzt mit ihm und ich bin crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet baby mine. Ich will dich heute und will dich immer. Ganz für mich allein. I love you. No, 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 mach keinen anderen froh, dann bleibt es immer so. Sweet baby mine. Ein Blick von dir und ich bin happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ein Tanz mit dir und ich bin happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ein Kuss von dir und ich bin happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet baby mine. Und wirst auch du stets daran denken, wirst du glücklich sein. Ein Kuss von mir und du bist happy. Sweet baby mine. Yeah, na, rock it. Ich will dich heut und will dich immer ganz für mich allein. Oh baby, I love you. No, 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 mach keinen anderen froh, dann bleibt es immer so. Sweet baby mine. Ein Blick von dir und ich bin happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ein Tanz mit dir und ich bin happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ein Kuss von dir und ich bin happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet baby mine. Und wirst auch du stets daran denken, wirst du glücklich sein, ein Kuss von mir und du bist happy. Sweet baby mine.
Roy Black and Sweet Baby Mine. Another message that came to me via the Facebook page was somebody asking about the theme song that we now use for Happy Station, because it begins with Eddie starts with him introducing Philips Radio, Happy Station, way back. I think that recording, that particular recording, is from the early 1930s. It then goes to a march, which he used to open the show with, then a nice cup of tea, and then H-A-P-P-Y-S-T-A-T-I-O-N, Happy Station's on the air again, which Happy Station used to use in the 1970s for live programs, and then that mixes into the new theme. Well, the new theme is actually by a Spanish composer and orchestra conductor by the name of Augusto Alguero. And many of our listeners in Europe will know that name because he had a number of albums that were released on the Polydor label between 1968 and the early 1970s. And somebody was right on the money when they said, oh, that sounds like a composition by Augusto Alguero and his orchestra. Well, you're absolutely right. And the name of it is called... what is the name of it? I can't remember right now. I know. I should remember, but unfortunately I don't. So I thought now we play a little bit of Augusto Alguero and his orchestra. This is a cover version of a song that you all know right away. It was made famous by Mama Africa, as she was called, Miriam Makeba. A song is the Pata Pata song, and I have to say this is probably one of my favorite arrangements to it. So here is Augusto Alguero and Pata Pata here on, well, you know the name of the show. Augusto Alguero y su orquestra with Miriam Makeba's Pata Pata song. Now, normally this is the time of the show where we run the listener's corner. But for some reason, the two messages that I was planning to use for our listener's corner were unable to be played. We tried them in the computer in the studio. I then tried on my laptop. We then tried on Kevin's laptop, and they just couldn't be played. And for some reason, they're recorded in some very odd audio format. So I sent an email right away to the two people that sent those two in and said, well, can you redo it and try to send it in the following, either MP3, WAV, or whatever, or real audio file. So I want to tell you again, if you do send in a recorded message to be used in the listener's corner, make sure it's an MP3, which is probably the easiest because you can make the file smaller and it's easier to email. You can also send it as WAV and real player. Now, somebody wrote me a while ago saying, well, I don't know how to record on my computer. Is there another way I can do it? Well, yes. Just send along your phone number and we will give you a call and we will record it by telephone. That's another way. Another third way would be you can send it on cassette tape or CD-ROM to the postal address, which I will give later on in the show. So we didn't have Listener's Corner this week, which meant, well, we can play another piece of music. Today on the transmission at 1 hour UTC, I was mentioning a song that came my way. Well, actually not just one song, it was a few songs that I had recorded in Japan when I did a television series in 2005 with Lisa Ono. And the songs were recorded in the studio with the NHK Orchestra. After we did the final show, the musicians invited us to a party at the studio, and well, there was a little bit too much sake floating around, which kind of convinced me to get up and be a, you know, make a complete fool of myself, which I did. Anyway, what happened is a listener sent me an email saying, oh, by the way, I heard you sing, which kind of surprised me. And then he told me that the DVD of the series, which was about popular American music and popular American composers like George Gershwin and Cole Porter, had been released on DVD. And that the bonuses on the DVD were those six songs that I recorded, which surprised me. And I asked them to send them along because I totally forgotten about them, which of course probably had to do with the sake. And then somebody said, well, why don't you play them on the show? And I always, as I said a few weeks ago, and also today at 1 hour UTC, I don't think so. Well, after we finished recording the first show today, Kevin and I went to have a coffee not far by the studios of Taiwan Classical Music Radio, where we record the show. And he said to me, look, why don't you just play it and get it over with and then put people out of their misery? And my response to him was, well, if people hear it, they'll be in more misery than I could ever inflict on them. So as I went to the counter to get the coffee, he was playing with my iPod and came across it. And he said, look, let's make a bet. If I win the bet, you have to play it. And if you lose the bet, I will never mention it again. Well, I did lose the bet, which I'm not very happy about. But, well, you know what? Let's just play it and get it over with. So I decided, well, then how do we play this? Well, let me mention first, there's two friends of mine here in Taipei, Jessica and Ashley. And this week, at the end of this week, early next week, they're going to be heading overseas and doing some traveling. Now, they're actually not traveling together. They're traveling in two different parts of the world. Well, two different continents. Jessica is heading to the United States and Ashley is heading to Europe. And she told me that her first port of call in Europe will be Luxembourg. So for Ashley and Jessica, here is yours truly, me, with a song that I recorded at NHK with Lisa Ono helping me with the vocal arrangements. And by the way, we didn't even rehearse it. We practiced it one time with the orchestra and did one live take. And that was it. And you'll hear a few flat notes. By my ears, I hear a lot of flat. Well, the whole thing sounds flat. So anyway, finally, without further ado, oh, I'm just going to crawl under the studio table as this is playing and, oh, just kill myself or something. No, I'm not going to be that extreme, but it still sends me the heebie-jeebies. So, Kevin, yes, you won. But the next time we have a bet, it is not going to be over something that makes me look like an idiot, because I don't have to make myself look like an idiot. I already am. So going out to Jessica and Ashley, hopefully you'll have very good travels over the next few months. So again, like I said, here's yours truly singing New York, New York, recorded in Japan. What date did I record that on again? I have to look here. It was October 15th, 2005, at the studios of NHK in Tokyo.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. Wake up in a city that never sleeps to find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues are melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Ugh, that's the only thing I can say. Well, that was yours truly singing New York, New York, recorded in Japan in 2005. Recorded at the musician's party that was held after we did the final show. And Lisa Ono was the one who was convincing me all night long. She said, look, why don't you get up and sing a few little songs? It'll just be for our own purposes and it's silly and everything else. And I was like, no. But after having a few more shots of sake, well, that's the outcome of it, which made me decide never to touch sake again. And by the way, as I mentioned earlier, I brought my dogs to the studio today because it's very, very hot. And the studio, like I said, is sometimes like a deep freeze, which they appreciate. And while that was playing, my dogs were howling. There's probably a lot of you out there right now who lost your hearing. Ugh, that gives me the heebie-jeebies. Well, there, look, it's done. It's over with. You'll never hear it again. You'll never hear the other ones, I can tell you that. So, okay, that's it. Now time to go to mail call. All right, we have quite a few letters to get to. The first one here we have is from Craig Campbell, who lives in Glen Arm, Illinois. And he writes that he's been listening to international radio for many, many years. And he said, it's wonderful to hear the happy station again. And his he's now retired. He used to be an audio video technician. And he says, even though I used computers at my job for years, but I never enjoyed typing on them. You know, actually, which is the reason why he sent his letter handwritten. And he said the thing that he enjoys about listening to radio, he says, you can't cozy up to a computer the same way you can with a radio. Well, that is actually very true. Well, you can try to cozy up with a computer, I suppose. He heard the program between 1500 and 1600 UTC on June the 11th on 9955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band from our relay in Miami, Florida. The next one comes to us from Ed J. Inzinger, who lives in Summit, New Jersey. He tuned into the program on June 3rd between 106 and 145 UTC, which is actually kind of amazing because that transmission at 100 UTC is mainly directed towards the Caribbean and Latin America. And people who listen to WRMI will know that, at that hour, there's actually a fair amount of interference, and that's all I'll say on that one. And we have a very interesting one here, which comes from Cuba, from Orestes Nasco. He lives in Havana. And I always find it interesting, like I said earlier, when people write in some questions. Well, he sent 20 questions, and then at the end I'm like, well, I'm surprised he doesn't ask me my shoe size with all of these. Sure enough, when I turn the page over, he says, what size gloves do you wear? Ha, ha, ha. Well, if you're planning to send me gloves, you know, living in the tropics, you really don't need to wear gloves because it's always so hot. But if you do, well, I'll wear them when I get an opportunity. But some of the questions are quite interesting. He says here, how long have you been working in radio? Actually, over 20 years, but international radio was maybe started about 20 years ago. What kind of music programs or current affairs shows have you done? Well, I'll put it this way. I've sort of been the jack of all trades. I've done everything from news reading, which is, for me, it's extremely boring because I could be reading a news bulletin, reading something on the paper, but thinking of something else. Continuity reading is also boring. And I think the most interesting radio gig that I've ever done was one time presenting a classical music series. And I was replacing the host when she was on maternity leave, and I have a very odd sense of humor, and I remember the second show I opened up by saying, and I was using my normal radio, my FM radio voice, and I said, you know, and welcome to the blah blah blah, and I said something like that, and then I went, for the next 2 hours, we'll be bringing you some music from decomposing composers. Well, the management didn't really find that funny. I thought it was. Anyway, now you know what I sound like when I'm on FM, which personally I find keeping up that voice so difficult. And have I ever presented pop music? Yes, I presented pop music in China for 6 years on CRI's domestic network. And it was, you know, the, hey there, welcome everyone, you're listening to the blah, blah, blah. Oh, boy, I was so happy when I resigned from that position because keeping that up 6 days a week, 3 hours a day for 6 years is about to make, could make anybody go loopy, shall we say. So thank you very much, Orestes, for your letter. And at the bottom he says, excuse my poor English writing. Well, your English writing is probably better than mine. And, oh, one more thing he says, when will the Spanish version come? Well, I am brushing up on my Spanish right now, and as you can tell, I still need some work, but it is coming very, very soon. Okay, if you want to have your letter sent to us and also receive a copy of the Happy Station QSO card, and by the way, these letters will be entered into the lucky draw, which I'm having at the end of this month for one of two shortwave radios, a Sanjen ATS-909 and a Sanjen ATS-606A, going out to two lucky listeners. And some people have been wondering, well, if I send it in and let's say I don't win, what happens? Am I just ignored? No, of course not. Because everything that does come in is going into another draw. So you'll also be entered into that one, and so on and so on. And the next one is going to be a Happy Station goodie bag. That's right. Chocolate chip cookies and everything else. Okay, now I'm being very silly. But no chocolate chip cookies. And that's, well, I'll tell you more about that when we get closer to announcing that. Okay, if you want to send us a snail mail with your reception report to let us know how the signal is coming in your part of the world, the address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And I know that sounds very fast, so I will say it again a little bit slower. Happy Station Show. Okay, that's being a bit too slow. 8th floor, number 47. That's number 47, lane, L-A-N-E, 31, lane 31, section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, 1, section 1, Sanmin Road, S-A-N-M-I-N Road, that's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Banqiao, B-A-N like Norman, C-I-A like Albert, O like Oscar, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC, which stands for Republic of China, and the zip code is 22070. Oh, I am out of breath, and means time to have another drink of coffee. And actually, no, it really is coffee. I have my cup here, and I'm going to do a bit of an Eddie Starts right now. Remember, Eddie Starts used to tap the evidence cup. You see, it really is a coffee cup, but with a bit of a plastic spoon. The reason why it's a plastic spoon, I know this is going to sound very strange to some people, but I have this very unusual habit of collecting cutlery from airlines. Yes, when they serve the food, they have the plastic knives and sometimes real knives and real forks and plastic forks and so on and so on. Well, I actually tend to collect the stuff, and this one is a Cathay Pacific spoon. Yes. Sounds very dramatic, doesn't it? Yes. So actually, now time for more music. We're going to take a listen to a song, because a song that I happen to like very, very much, and it's by one of my favorite troubadours. His name is Silvio Rodriguez. He is from Cuba, and we're going to dedicate this to Orestes Nasco, and also to another Happy Station listener by the name of Leonardo Santiago, all the way in Venezuela, who has heard of Silvio and likes his music. So Silvio Rodriguez going out to Orestes and Leonardo with Playa Girón, aquí con la Estación de la Alegría.
Compañeros poetas, tomando en cuenta los últimos sucesos en la poesía, quisiera preguntar. Me urge, ¿qué tipo de adjetivos se deben usar para hacer el poema de un barco sin que se haga sentimental? Fuera de la o evidente panfleto, si debo usar palabras como flota cubana de pesca y playa Girón. Compañeros de música, tomando en cuenta esas politonales y audaces canciones, quisiera preguntar. Me urge, ¿qué tipo de armonía se debe usar para hacer la canción de este barco con hombres de poca niñez? Y solamente hombres sobre cubierta, hombres negros y rojos, y azules los hombres que pueblan el Playa Girón. Compañeros de historia, tomando en cuenta lo implacable que debe ser la verdad, quisiera preguntar, me urge tanto, ¿qué debiera decir? ¿Qué fronteras debo respetar? Si alguien roba comida y después da la vida, ¿qué hacer? ¿Hasta dónde debemos practicar las verdades? ¿Hasta dónde sabemos que escriban pues la historia, su historia, los hombres del Playa Girón? Que escriban pues la historia, su historia, los hombres del Playa Girón.
Silvio Rodriguez with Playa Girón, going out to Orestes in Cuba, and Leonardo all the way in Venezuela. And, you know, it was interesting. The reason why I play that song today, because I was going through more of my boxes, and I have in there one of the boxes. It's a box inside of a box that was given to me by the technical staff at Radio Havana, Cuba, when I left. One of the engineers, Jose Costa Pupo, who has been at Radio Havana, Cuba for many, many years, he put together a series of tapes for me, and when I mean tapes, open reel tapes, of some music from the music library at Radio Havana, Cuba as a going-away present, which many of them I have not played in probably around 15 years. So, I was going through them, and I was like, oh my, I forgot that I actually had this. And that was one of the songs off the Silvio Rodriguez tape that he put together, which actually is two tapes, an hour each, of almost everything that Silvio has done since the late 1960s. Another one of my favorite songs by him is called El Hombre de Maiznicu, which is from a Cuban movie of the same name. And one of these days I will play that one. All right, if you want to get in touch with me by email, the email is very simple. It's PCJ, which stands for Peace, Cheer, and Joy, .happystation@gmail.com. That's PCJ.happystation@gmail.com. Some of our listeners, by the way, have been getting a special thank you gift from Tom Meyer, and let me get one of them right now. It's a CD that Tom has released called Easy Come, Easy Go, which is made up of recordings that he did for the Happy Station in the 1970s and 1980s. And some of you out there have been actually getting that. It features the Sky Masters Orchestra, the Atlantic Orchestra, the Seas Small Orchestra, and it was recorded in Hilversum and also in Atlanta. And has many songs that people will definitely remember. So we're going to take a listen to another one of them right now. The song is called Soy un Truyan, Soy un Señor, Tom Meyer, and the Sky Masters Orchestra here on The Happy Station.
Confieso que a veces soy cuerdo y a veces loco. Llamo así la vida y tomo de todo un poco. Me gustan las mujeres, me gusta el vino. Y si tengo que olvidarlas, me voy olvido. Mujeres en mi vida hubo que me quisieron. Mas he de confesar que otras también me hirieron. Pero de cada momento que yo he vivido, saqué sin perjudicar el mejor partido. Y es que yo amo la vida y amo el amor. Soy un truán, soy un señor, algo bohemio y soñador. Y es que yo
soy un truán, soy un señor y casi fiel en el amor. Confieso que a veces soy cuerdo y a veces loco, y amo así la vida y tomo de todo un poco. Me gustan las mujeres, me gusta el vino, y si tengo que olvidarlas, bebo y olvido. Me gustan las mujeres, me gusta el vino, y si tengo que olvidarlas, bebo y olvido. Y es que yo amo la vida y amo el amor. Soy un truán, soy un señor, algo bohemio y soñador. Y es que yo amo la vida y amo el amor. Soy un truán, soy un señor y casi fiel en el amor. Y es que yo amo la vida y amo el amor. Soy un truán, soy un señor, algo bohemio y soñador. Y es que yo amo la vida y amo el amor. Soy un truán, soy un señor y casi fiel en el amor.
Tom Meyer, soy un truán, soy un señor, with the Sky Masters Orchestra, recorded in the 1980s at Radio Netherlands. Somebody asked me recently, and I don't know why they did this, but somebody said, can you send me some CD copies of the show? Which I found very strange because, number one, you can download the show for free after it is broadcast. But if there is somebody out there who does want a CD version of the show, you have to understand something. Well, number one, this is not Radio Netherlands, so we don't have this unlimited budget that we can just send out copies of show willy-nilly. But if you do insist on having a CD copy, the cost is $5 US per CD, plus an extra $1 US for every other one that you want. Which basically just covers the cost of the materials and the shipping cost. So if you want more information about that, just send me an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. But like I said, you can download it for free after the show is broadcast. But some people, I don't know, maybe they just want to have a hard copy, I suppose. If you want all the information, by the way, of how to get in touch with me, you can also check out the Radio Miami International website, which is www.wrmi.net. And you can also listen to the live stream if the program is on air at a time when it's not being broadcast to your particular region. And I will also send reception verification of reports and QSLs to people that do listen to the live stream of WRMI if you are outside of the Americas. One listener that wrote in from Brazil recently said he's been enjoying the music on the show, and will I ever play Roberto Delgado? Well, this is not a request show, but I actually like Roberto Delgado myself, so going out to you, we're going to take a listen to Roberto Delgado right now. The piece of music is called Makota. So going out to Brazil, Makota. I like saying that. Makota. Roberto Delgado and his orchestra. We'll be right back. Roberto Delgado and his orchestra with Makota here on the Happy Station. We actually still have a few minutes, so we're going to squeeze in one more piece of music, and it's actually one of my many favorite songs. In fact, for over 6 years, I used to end my show on domestic radio in China every Friday afternoon. I used to end with this song, and the song is by The Cure. And of course, if I end on a Friday, the song must be Friday I'm in Love. Now, even though it's Thursday. But anyway, here's The Cure, Friday I'm in Love, here on The Happy Station. The Cure, Friday I'm in Love, our last piece of music on this edition of The Happy Station. Anyway, that's it. That's all. Goodbye. Well, we still have a few minutes. Once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And our postal address is The Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31. Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC22070. But like I said, you can also get that address from the WRMI website, the website for Radio Miami International, that is. And their URL is www.wrmi.net. And don't worry, there is a P.O. box coming very, very soon. Oh, I can't wait. I just can't wait. It seems I'm using a lot of airtime just to give out the city address. So yes, that's going to be very welcomed, shall we say. Anyway, it's coming up to 16 hours UTC, which is going to be around, it's coming up to like midnight here in Taipei. So Kevin and I, we're going to head out and get a bite to eat and then have to take the dogs for a walk because they've been very quiet and a little bit too quiet, which means they're storing up some energy. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Pallon with the Happy Station Show all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. And the only thing I can say now is so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.